All right, we're here at World Dairy Expo in the Charleston Orwig Suite overlooking the arena, and with me is Lyle Orwig. We're going to talk a little bit about Charleston Orwig and your dedication to the agribusiness industry. Lyle, just tell me a little bit about the history of Charleston Orwig.
Well, when we began with Charleston Orwig, agriculture was a focus for us. We just didn't happen to get a couple of ag accounts and say, oh, let's be an ag agency. Having grown up on a Midwest, East Central Illinois dairy farm, it's important for me personally as well as the agency to maintain that connection to agriculture. Mm-hmm. And so we focus that as we've grown the agency over the years.
And a lot of the people who work in the agency also have ag backgrounds, don't they?
Very much so. I think it's probably somewhere around 85% of our folks are have an agricultural background or are a, quote, Aggie, and by that we don't mean Texas A&M as much as we mean they've spent 10, 15, or 20 years in the communications business working on agricultural accounts, or they came from a farm like I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, just tell me a little bit about some of your clients here at World Dairy Expo that you're working with.
At Expo, we're working with Arm & Hammer, Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition, as well as Novartis Animal Health. We also work with Alpharma, Dairyland Seed, and Hordes Dairymen are all here and part of Dairy Expo.
Now, right now, especially the dairy industry is facing some very challenging times, and not just economically, but as well as challenges from animal rights activists and people like that. How does the work that you do help them in challenging economic times and in challenging times for the reputation of the industry?
Well, in two ways. We're unique as an agency in that we have both an agricultural marketing practice, so we help our clients sell more products or services. And then we have a reputation management practice as well that works with agribusiness companies as well as dairies across the country at helping them in citing issues or helping them with their overall reputation. My partner and I got involved in this back in the 80s when we first helped the brewing industry with their issues in regards to responsibility and responsibility programs in order to keep their products legal. Mm-hmm. And then because of our agricultural experience, we've married those two and now work with clients like Smithfield Foods as well as Alpharma in helping educate people, have an understanding about where food comes from. Mm-hmm. We're in a situation now where most people are three or four generations removed from the farm. So they think that their food comes from the grocery store, not from the farm. And part of our mission is to help clients tell their story in a positive way and educate consumers on the need in order to grow crops and livestock for feeding the world as well as the U.S.
Specifically, what are some of the ways you do that when you see organizations like PETA and HSUS really challenging, criticizing the way animal agriculture operates in this country? How do you address that?
Well, first of all, if there are any inaccuracies, which generally there are many, of course, they're telling a very one-sided story and using a single situation to paint an entire industry. That's like saying that no one should ever drive a Ford car anymore because a Ford car has gotten in an accident. Mm-hmm. The responsibility lies not only on the agricultural companies that they are going, that they are targeting, but the individuals who are operating the farms. That's why we work with a lot of the individual dairies to make sure that they are being good stewards of their animals, being good stewards of the land. What many people come to realize is that the things that producers do, they do both because they care and because of economics. We don't go throwing antibiotics in all the feed because it makes animals grow faster. That's a cost. Producers are still in the business to make a profit, although it's certainly difficult at this time.
Overall, what do you see for the philosophically for the future of agriculture and the agribusiness companies that you serve?
Well, certainly it's a very bright future. The last 10 to 12 years, there's been a lot of consolidation in agriculture and in the country in general. And so those who have been able to be nimble and survive and adjust their strategies and change their corporate plans are really in a great position to succeed for the future. The world population is growing, as we know, and we are in the breadbasket of the ability to produce food. And so we believe that there's both an ethical and a moral responsibility to help feed starving nations, as well as make sure that the food that we have on our tables is safe and nutritious.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Lyle Orwig with Charleston Orwig here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.